Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back for another week of news here on Summit in 6. It's just me hosting the podcast this week, and I'm going to kick things off with some updates on sandbag locations and high water safety tips. Then I'll talk about some upcoming road projects happening around the county and wrap things up with some information about the upcoming Trails, Trash, and Tunes event on May 20th. Okay, let's get into the news. We've said it before and we're going to say it again. Sandbags are a great way to help prevent or reduce flooding on your property. As always, you can find the full list of locations throughout Summit County, along with plenty of other flooding information and resources at summitcounty.org/flooding. Please remember that while our awesome public works departments and some amazing volunteers around the county are doing their best to pre-fill bags for those in need of them, that pre-filled bags are not guaranteed, so come prepared to fill your own. If you're physically able, please fill your own sandbags, even if pre-filled ones are available, because those pre-filled bags should be reserved for those who are unable to fill their own. So thanks in advance for your consideration. I also want to talk briefly about high water safety. Even with cooler temps coming in the next few days, our rivers, creeks, and canals in Summit County are still running high, fast, and very cold. So the best practice is to stay away from the banks and keep especially close eyes on children and pets. Do not enter the waterways to remove debris or retrieve items. Up next, I wanted to give our listeners a quick overview of some ongoing and upcoming road projects. The Utah Department of Transportation crews will continue their work on the I-80 bridges over Echo Dam Road and SR-32 in Wanship now through early June 2023. Drivers can expect the following: daytime work Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., a reduced speed limit, intermittent lane closures and traffic restrictions, and minor traffic delays. For more information about the project as well as a project map, you can visit bit.ly/I-80 bridges. The second roads project that we want to chat about is the Bintner Ranch Road to Silver Creek Road Connector Project. This is going to begin this summer. The road will increase connectivity for residents of Silver Creek and surrounding neighborhoods that currently do not connect in the following ways. Silver Creek residents will now have access to Kimball Junction and the frontage roads leading to Jeremy Ranch without needing to use I-80 or U.S. Highway 40. Glenwild, lower Glenwild neighborhoods, including Canyon Creek, Blackhawk Station, etc., will have access through Silver Creek to I-80 or U.S. Highway 40 without needing to travel to Kimball Junction for an on-ramp. Silver Creek residents should expect delays this summer as the project begins. The first area to see slowdowns will be where U.S. Highway 40 meets Silver Creek Road by the Sinclair gas station. So if you have any questions about this project, now's the time to attend our public information session at the Mountain Life Church in Silver Creek on Thursday, May 18th at 6 p.m. Both the project's contractor and the county engineers will be there to share their plans, the anticipated project start and end dates, and to answer any questions about what to expect while the project is underway. If you have any questions about this upcoming event, you can email pio@summitcounty.org. The third and final project I'm going to cover today is another UDOT project. UDOT crews are scheduled to begin work on U.S. Highway 40 from SR-248 to the Wasatch County line this coming Monday, May 15th. Drivers can expect the following schedule of events. There's going to be single lane closures on US 40 from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on US Highway 40 on Monday, May 15th through Friday, May 19th. There will be continued intermittent daytime lane closures as well as single lane closures beginning at 6 p.m. on US Highway 40 Sunday, May 21st through Thursday, May 25th. Southbound on and off ramps for SR-248 are expected to close from midnight to 6 a.m. Wednesday, May 24th and Thursday, May 25th. Northbound on and off ramps for 248 are expected to close from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Monday, May 22nd and Tuesday, May 23rd. For more information about this project, please visit bit.ly/US40project. We'll also keep posting project updates on all Summit County social media channels, so be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The second annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes is just around the corner, and you don't want to miss out. The event will take place on May 20th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead. That's located at 1975 Hoytsville Road. And guess what? The event is totally free. You just have to register in advance so that we know that you're coming and how many people to expect. You can do that at bit.ly/trails-trash-tunes. The most important thing is that there's some free food available for the first 75 people that show up and ask for one of Lush's Barbecue's delicious barbecue sandwiches. There's also going to be a beer garden provided by Offset Beer, so bring your cash and credit cards. And there will be live music played by local band Honky Blue Tonky. It doesn't really stop there, because if you're thinking of bringing your kids, you should definitely do so. Kids can color, read books about the environment, and play games with Summit County librarians. There will also be opportunity drawings available for those who participate in our trail cleanup and the scavenger hunt activities. Really sounds like a blast to me, and I'm definitely going to be there. So come on down once again on May 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead. All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.